शिवानन्दलहरी श्लोका 50 सन्ध्यारम्भ विजृम्भितं श्रुतिशिरस्थानान्तराधिष्ठितं सप्रेम भ्रमराभिराममसकृत् सद्वासनाशोभितं भोगीन्द्राभरणं समस्तसुमनपूज्यं गुणाविष्कृतं सेवे श्रीगिरिमल्लिकार्जुनमहालिङ्गं शिवालिङ्गितम्। Now Acharya again uses some pun in the words. Now he is using this shloka, writing it in two meanings, referring to a jasmine flower and also to Lord Shiva. Both the meanings are applicable. First, let us take the meaning as Lord Shiva. Sandhyarambha vishrambitam, vijrambitam, sandhyarambha vijrambitam. The one who enjoys dancing in the Sandhya Vela. Sandhya Vela here actually the evening time, the dusk between the junction of the daytime and the light time, maybe the Pradosha Vela. And Shruti Shira Sthanantara Adhishtitam. Sthanantara Adhishtitam. The who lives in the Upanishad, Shruti Shiraha, the head of all the Veda, Shruti is Vedas, and the Shiraha of all the Vedas is Vedanta Bhaga, the Upanishads, which talks about Vedanta, which are kept at the end of Vedas. So who lives in the Upanishads, who is actually the abode of all that? Saprema Bhramara Abhirama. He is in deep love with Bhramarambika in Sri Sailam, Mallikarjuna Swami, and Bhramarambika is the Amba there, and who is in deep love with her, with that Ambika, Saprema Bhramara Abhiram. And Asakrit Sadvasana Shobitam, who always has the fragrance of bhakti of all the sages, Sadvasana Shobitam, and Bhogindrabharanam, who wears the king of all snakes as his abharanam, as his ornament, Samasta Sumanaha Pujyam, worshipped by all devas, good-minded people, noble people, sukhrits. Such people worship that Lord all the time. Sumanasaha. Guna Vishkritam, who is well known for his great gunas, good qualities, all sattvic qualities, even the very appearance of Shiva, all the things associated with him, they are all signified as white, all pure, very good qualities. Shiva Alingitam. Shiva Alingitam, who is Shiva, is Parvati. Shivaha is Shiva Parameshwara, and Shiva is Parvati. So who? Parvati, she is the consort of Lord Shiva, and she embraces that Lord, the one Alingita. And that Lord, where he is, Sirgiri Mallikarjuna Mahalingam, the Mahalinga of Mallikarjuna, the Srigiri Hills, in the Sri Sailam, the Srigiri Hills, that is where the Lord Mallikarjuna Swami is now there. Seve, let that Lord be served by me. So that is the kind of prayer the devotee says, again describing the Lord as Mallikarjuna Swami. Or if one wants to take it as a jasmine flower, this entire shloka, then again, Sandhyarambham Vijrambitam, the flower, the jasmine flower that blooms in the evenings, Sandhyarambha, at the time before it becomes night, that is the time Sandhya Vela, it's a dusk time. And Shruti Shiras Thanantara Adhishtitam, which is worn on the head. Here Shiraha means the head. And also Shruti refers to the ears, Shrotram, Shrotrendriyam. So the ears and the head, people normally put the ladies put it on the head, and the gents, when they get it a prasadam, they put it on the right ear, and the same jasmine flower. Saprema Bhramara Abhiramam, followed by sweet and pretty bees, Bhramara. All these things, they refer to the bees, the honey bees. They always follow those flowers. Asakrit Sadvasana Shobitam, forever. Is Sadvasana, sweet fragrance. It is always very well known by the sweet fragrance. and Bhogindrabharanam, that which decorates the pleasure-loving people. Bhogindras are people who love all kinds of, you know, pleasures. Such people, they love that flower. Samasta Sumanasaha Pujyam, which is rated as the best among all flowers. Jasmine flower is supposed to be the best one among all flowers because of the sweet fragrance, beautiful fragrance. And Gunavishkritam, that which glistens because of beauty and the beautiful fragrance, Gunavishkritam. Shivalingitam, Shivalingitam means which is adorned by goddess Parvati, Shiva. She wears this, she puts it on her head. And Srigiri Mallikarjuna Mahalingam Seve. And that flower which decorates the god Mallikarjuna, who lives atop the hill Srigiri, let that lord be approached by me. Seve, let me be of service to that lord. Let that lord be approached by me. So this shloka is in two meanings, both applying to Lord Shiva and to the jasmine flower. Shloka 51. Again, this shloka also has two meanings, one referring to a honeybee and another one to Lord Shiva. Bringi cha natanotkata karimada grahi spuran 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 madha madha vahlado spuran madhava. I am using a different text today. Spuran madhava ahlado nadayuto mahasita vapuhu pancheshuna chadritaha satpaksha sumanovaneshu sapunaha sakshan madiye manaha rajive brahmaradipo viharatam shri shaila vasi vibuhu. So this applies first to Lord Shiva, and then we will see the meaning for a bee. Bringi iccha natana utkataha. The one who likes to dance per the wish of a sage called Bringi. So as he wished, the Lord danced for him. Karimada grahi, the one who tamed the Gajasura. Kari refers to the elephant Gajasura, who tamed that Gajasura. Spuran Madhava Ahladaha, who rejoiced seeing Mahavishnu in the Mohini form. When Mahavishnu took the form of Mohini in a Samudra Mathanam. So when he was to distribute all the Amritam to Devas and Asuras, he took the form of Mohini. So the Lord Shiva, who rejoiced seeing Vishnu in the Mohini form, and Nadayutaha, who is like the holy sound, the Pranava, Nadayutaha, Mahashiraha Vapuhu, whose body, Vapuhu means the body, his Deha, is crystal white, Mahashiraha Vapuhu, and Pancheshunacha Adritaha, who enslaved Manmatha, the god of love, by the arrow, Pancheshuna, Sumano Vaneshu Satpakshaha, who is interested in saving good people, all good people, he is always interested in saving all of them, Sri Shailavasi, who resides in the hill called Sri Shaila, and Vibhu. Vibhu means the Lord who is all-pervading, omnipresent, who is everywhere. We have seen all these meanings earlier. Saha Brahmaradipaha, who is the consort of goddess Brahmarambika, Punaha Sakshat Madiye Manorajive Viharatam, may appear, let that Lord appear before me and play in the mind, in my mind, which is the lotus of my mind. Let him play in that lotus vana of my mind. Or if you want to take that Lord as a bee, Bringi Iccha Natana Utkataha, that would mean that bee which likes to dance as per the wish of the female bee. So he is talking about the male bee which wants to dance as per the wish of to attract the female bee. Karimata Grahi, what it does when the elephants, they get out of control, or in certain times there is some liquid oozing through the ears of the elephant. So this bee, it drinks that oozing stuff, whatever it is, from the elephant. Spuran Madhava Ahladaha, and who rejoices on seeing the spring season. Spuran means it rejoices. Madhavahladaha, Madhava, that is the time, the spring season. When spring season comes, the bees, they enjoy that. And Nadavutaha, which makes the sound when the bee is, you know, moving around, flying around, it makes a sound. Maha Asita Vapuhu, and there it has a body which is a jet black body for this bee. Pancheshunacha Adrutaha, liked by the god of love again. Pancheshuna here refers to Manmatha, the one who liked by that lord, by the god of love. Sumano Vaneshu Satpakshaha, it likes always the flowering gardens. The bee is always around the flowering gardens. Sri Shailavasi, that which lives in the pretty Sri Shaila mountains. Vibhu, that which can travel everywhere. The bee also can travel everywhere. Saha Brahmaradipaha, may that nice male bee, Brahmaradipaha means here refers to the male bee, punaha, often, many times, sakshat, in front of me, madiye mano rajivem, viharatam, play in my mind, lotus. Let that bee play in my lotus. So again, that is the two meanings for the bee and the lord. Shloka 52, again, this also is a pun shloka between the cloud, Mega, and also Shiva, Lord Shiva. Karunyamrita Varshinam Ganavipad Grishmachida Karmatam Vidyasasya Palodaya Sumanaham Samsevya Michakritim Nityad Bhaktamayuram Adrinilayam Chanjanchadamandalam Shambho Vanchati Nilakandara Sadam Twame Manaschatakaham. Shambho, addressing the Lord, O Shambhu, who has got a blue neck. Karunya Amrita Varshinam. Karunya Amritam, compassion. The Lord who showers the Amritam of compassion. And Gana Vibhat Grishmachidam Karmatam, who wants to cure all kinds of painful aches and all that things of the mind, which are like the troubles caused during the heat of summer, Agni Nakshatra and all that time, very hot. So this is all these things, all the woes caused by, troubles caused by such heat summer. The one who wants to cure such all those problems of the mind. Vidyasasya palodayaya, wishing for a heavy, the harvest of knowledge, vidya, that is what we want. So this person wants the knowledge of, if he wants to make a great strides into gaining self-knowledge. Sumanas samsevitam, worshipped by all the sumanaha, suhrits, people who are good-minded people, noble souls, noble devotees, worshipped by all of them. Icha akritim, and the Lord who can take any form, this Lord can take any form of his will. Nrityat bhaktamayuram, who has devotees who dance like the peacock, so they are all so joyous during the spring season. When the peacock sees all these nice, this thing, so the peacock dances. So similarly, these bhaktas, they are all so happy to dance. Adrinilayam, who lives in the mountains, this Lord. And Chanjat Jata Mandalam, who has who is having this jata, the tough hair, the jata, he is having the jata mudi. And me manaha chatakaha, my mind, me manaha, it is like a chataka bird. There is a bird called chataka bird. So my mind is like a bird. Twam sada vanchati, it desires for you all the times. My mind always goes after you to such a lord. And if it is to be taken as a cloud, again, nilakandara means a blue cloud. Shambho, Shambho here refers to not to the Lord Shiva, the one who does all good things, the mega, the parjanya, the clouds, they always do good, because without rain waters, there will be always doubt everywhere. So this is a problem. So it always does good. And Karunya Amrita Varshini, this cloud, it showers the nectar like rain with karuna, with compassion. And the rain factory, if you really think of it, it is such a fantastic phenomenon in nature. The rain, it can, all the waters from the ocean, they evaporate, and the winds, they help all these clouds to move around, and take them to places where there is need for water. If, for example, if all the water is only raining in the ocean, there is no use to anyone. But the wind factory, it just takes these clouds to various places where there is water needed, and it pours water rain in those places. So it's a great wonder in nature. Icha akritim. And again, this also can assume any form. And gana vipat grishma chida karmatam. These rains, when they come, all the woes of summer, they all get relieved. So all the aches of hot summer, they are all gone. Sumanas samsevitam. Here, Sumanas refers to the farmers, people who work in the field. They love these clouds, because when the dark cloud comes, water comes. And vidya sasyam palodhayaya. Wishing for the heavy crop. All the farmers, they want great yield. So they all pray for this. So they love all these clouds. Icha akritim. This can also assume any form. There can be small cloud, big cloud, cloudlet. All these things can be there of any form and shape. When we drive, sometimes you look at the cloud and assume, oh, it is this shape and that shape. Nrityat bhakta mayuram. Who has several peacocks dancing during those time, rainy time, when the clouds are hanging. The peacocks, they enjoy and they dance. Adrinilayam. Stopped by the mountains or hangs in the mountains. The clouds always hangs in the mountains. Chanjajata mandalam, who has several waves of lightning. Jata mandalam, they are like all the lightnings, considered like jata mandalam. Me manas chatakaha, my mind which is like that chataka bird. Tvam sada vanchati, always desires for you. My mind also looks for such beautiful clouds, so that it brings spring season and all pleasant things, rain, prosperity, all those things. Then shloka 53. This is also another pan shloka, but generally we can see it quickly, both of them. This is like between a peacock and Shiva. Akashena shiki samasta paninam netra kalapi natha anugrahi pranavopadesha ninadaihi kekiti yogiyate shyamam shaila samudbhavam ganaruchim drishtva natantam mudaham vedantopavane viharasikam tam neelakantam bhaje. I worship that Lord Neelakanta. Akashena shiki, who has the blue sky as the blue sky above him. Samasta paninam netra kalabhi, thousands of eyes like what? Like Adisesha, who is the Lord of all snakes. Paninam, so all the snake, the Adisesha is the greatest snake, the Lord of all snakes with thousands of eyes, and this Lord also has like that. Anata anugrahi, the pranava upadesham ninadaihi, pranava, the Lord who teaches pranava to those who pray and do namaskarams, to worship him with grace. So with anugrahi, so the one who gives with grace. Keki iti ya giyate ha giyate, who is sung about like the peacock, which sings like keki and all that thing. That is the sound of the peacock. That is how the Lord is worshipped, by like the peacock. Who dances with joy, again, the Lord who dances. And sailam samudbhavam ganaruchim shyamam drishtva, on seeing the cloud-colored goddess Parvati, Shyama, on seeing him, seeing her, he is very, very happy. And Shaila Samudbhavam, the one, she is the, you know, the Lord of Himavan, the daughter of Himavan. And Muda Natantam, the one who dances with joy on seeing her. Vedanta Upavane, the one who is always, who likes to play in the garden of Vedanta. Vedanta is, you know, the Upanishads and the Vedanta and the Vedas. The Lord who likes to play in the garden of. So Vedantopavane Vihara Rasikam. That Lord enjoys Veda. Who likes to play in the garden of Vedanta. And such a God, such a Lord, I worship. So again, that is another prayer, worshipping the Lord, of saying some of his qualities and attributes. Shloka 54, the dance again of the Lord at the Sandhya time.
Sandhya gharma dinatyayo harikara ghata prabhuta nakat dvano varita garjitam tivishadam drishti chata chanchalam bhaktanam paritosha bashpa vitatir vrishtir mayuri shivam yasmin ujjwala tandavam vijayate tam neelakantam bhaje.
Again, tam neelakantam bhaje, that Lord, I pray to that blue-necked Lord, Nilagriva, Nilakanta, and who is like a male peacock, that Lord, yasmin ujjala tandavam vijayate, whose exalted dance, glittering dance, that excels, that ujjala tandavam vijayate, that tandavam is the greatest tandava, sandhya, done in that dusk, in the end of summer, that is the time this Lord dances,
harihara agatam prabhuta Harikara Agada Prabhudanaka Dvana.
So this Lord, this is like Mahavishnu, Harihara, he is beating his mridangam, drums. From the hands of Vishnu, that sound that comes, and Varita Garjitam, that sound is like the thunder of the clouds, you know, such a great noise, such a big noise, such a beautiful sound this Lord makes, Mahavishnu. Dvishatam, Dvishatam, Drishtichata. With the shifting eyes of the Devas, the Divisham refers to the Devas. With the shifting eyes of the Devas, because the Lord dances, they all enjoy. The eyes go from here to here because the Lord dances all over the place. Chanchala, like the bright changing lightning, their eyes change from here to there, enjoying the dance of the Lord.
Bhaktanam paritosha bashpa virtatai
vidati, with the happy tears, paritosha bashpam, the happy tears from the eyes of all the devotees, all the devotees enjoy this dance. Vrishti, like the rainfall from the sky, that's what is happening. Shiva Mayuri, in front of goddess Parvati Mayuri, who is like the peahen, the Lord like a peacock, he is like peahen, male. And this dance is actually in Kailas, this dance is beautifully described in another shloka.
Kailasa Shaila Bhuvanem Trijagat Janitrim Kaurim Niveshya Kanakanchita Ratna Peetem Nrityam Vidatu Mapi Vanchatim Sulapanam Deva Pradosha Samayem Tubajanti Sarve Pradosha.
In the Pradosha time, the Lord dances so beautifully in Kailas, enjoyed by Parvati and all other devotees. So it's such a beautiful music with Mahavishnu himself, you know, playing on the mridangam. Such a nice scene. And during Pradosha time, this dance is considered to be the standam, Shiva tandam, considered to be very auspicious. And Shloka 55, again, as the Tandava Murti.
Adhyayamita tejasem Shrutipadair Vedyaya Sadhyayatehem Vidyanandamayatmane Trijagatas Samrakshanodyoginem Deyeyakilam Yogi Bisuraganaihim Geyaya Maya Vinehim Samyak Tandava Sambramaya Jatinem Seyam Nati Shambhavem.
Adhyaya means the Lord who is the first Adi. He is the first Lord. Amita Tejase, the one who has got the great luster, Tejas. Actually, in Katopanishad, that's what we saw the shloka earlier also. Natatra Suryo Bhatina Chandratarakam Nema Vidyuto Bhanti Kutoya Magnihi Tameva Bhantam Anubhadi Sarvam Tasya Bhasam Sarvamidam Vibhati. The sun, the moon, all the stars, the fire, none of them have their own, their glister, their own effulgence, their own light. It is all your own light. They all shine because of your own light. Your own grace. So that Lord, Shrutipadehi Vedyaya, who is known by the Vedas, Shrutipadehi, Shruti is Vedas, the one who is known through them, Sadhyaya, the one who is possible to be known through all the Murtis, the Lord can be known. The Archavadaram is a great thing in the Vaishnava Sampradaya. Through all the Murtis, we try to, you know, relate to the Lord. வித்யா ஆனந்தமய ஆத்மனே, அட் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், ஆனந்தமயா ஹாப்பினஸ், வித்யா, வித்யா இஸ் நாலெட்ஜ், ஆனந்தமயா ஹாப்பினஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஃபார்ம், ஆஃப் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் அண்ட் ஹாப்பினஸ். த்ரிஜகதகாம் சம்ரக்ஷணே உத்யோகினே, சம்ரக்ஷண உத்யோகினே, ஹூஸ் ஜாப் இஸ் வாட், உத்யோகா இஸ் சேவிங் ஆல் த த்ரீ வேர்ல்ஸ், தட் இஸ் ஆல் இஸ் ஜாப். ஸோ த்ரிஜகதகா சம்ரக்ஷண உத்யோகினே. ஸோ ஆக்சுவலி வி ஹவ் சீன் இட் ஆக்சுவலி இன் ஸ்லோகா 35, யோகக்ஷேம துரந்தரஸ்ய, வி ஆல்ரெடி சா இன் டீடைல் திஸ் யோகக்ஷேம, ஹூஸ் ஜாப் இஸ் டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி திங்ஸ் இன் தி இன் சிருஷ்டி. ஸோ தட் லார்ட் அகில யோபிஹி யோகிபிஹி தியேயாய, ஹூ இஸ் மெடிடேட்டட் ஆன் பை ஆல் த யோகிஸ், அகில யோகிபிஹி, தட்ஸ் த ஹீ இஸ் தி தியேயாய, ஹீ இஸ் தி தேயம், தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் திஸ் யோகிஸ். சுரகணைஹி கேயாய, who is sung by all the suraganas, the devas, they sung the glory, sing the glory of the Lord. And mayavine, who is like a mayavi, a magician. In Dakshinamurti Sutram, Acharya says, bijasya antarivankuro jagadidam prang nirvikalpam punaha maya kalpita deshakala kalanam vaichitriya chitrikritam mayaviva mayaviva விஜிரம்பயத்யபி மகா யோகி வயஸ்வேச்சயா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தையே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தையே. ஸோ லைக் மாயாவி, தி என்டையர் திங் ஃபார் ஹிம், லைக் எ மெஜிஷியன் ஹூ கேன் கிரியேட் திங்ஸ் அண்ட் மேக் திங்ஸ் அப்பியர் அண்ட் டிசப்பியர், திஸ் இஸ் லைக் எ மாயாவி, திஸ் இஸ் திஸ் லார்ட். ஆக்சுவலி இன் தர் இஸ் அனதர் உபனிஷத் கால் ஸ்வேதாஸ்வதர உபனிஷத், இட்ஸ் இஸ் மாயாம் தூ பிரகிருத்திம் வித்யான் மயினம் தூ மகேஸ்வரம், தட் இஸ் த லார்ட். ஒன் ஷுட் நோ மாயா ஹாஸ் பிரகிருதி அண்ட் த லார்ட் இஸ் த கண்ட்ரோலர் ஆஃப் மாயா, தட் இஸ் தட் லார்ட் சிவா கண்ட்ரோலர் ஆஃப் பிரகிருதி த மாயா. சம்யக் தாண்டவ சம்பிரமாய, ஹூ இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் தி கிரேட் டான்ஸ், சம்யக் தாண்டவா, டான்ஸ் வெல் டன், ஏ டான்ஸ் வெரி குட் டான்ஸ், தி தாண்டவா ஆஃப் சிவா, மோஸ்ட் ஆஸ்பிஷியஸ். அண்ட் ஜட்டினே, ஹூ ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட் திஸ் Jata, Jata Mudi, that the matted locks, Shambhaven, who is the personification of all Mangalam. To that Lord, Them, to such a Lord yourself, Sa Yam Nadihi, my namaskarams to you, to that Lord, such an auspicious Lord, my namaskarams to you. Shloka 56, Ananda Tandava. Nityaya Trigunatmane Purajite, Katyaya Nishreyasehim, சத்யாயாதி குடும்பினே முனிமனஹா பிரத்யக்ஷ சின்மூர்த்தயே மாயா சிருஷ்ட ஜகத்ரயாய சகலாம் நாயாந்த சஞ்சாரிணே சாயம் தாண்டவ சம்பிரமாய ஜடினே சேயம் நதி சம்பவே. நித்யாய, நித்யாய மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஃபார் எவர் ரிட்டர்னல் டு தட் நார் லார்ட். த்ரிகுணாத்மனே, டு ஹூம் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் த எம்பாடிமெண்ட் ஆஃப் த த்ரீ குணாஸ் ஆர் தி பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு ருத்ராத்மனே இத்தியர்த்தா ஆல்சோ. ஸோ லைக் த ட்ரினிட்டிஸ். அண்ட் புரஜிதே, புரஜிதே த ஒன் ஹூ ஒன் ஓவர் ஆல் த த்ரீ, திரிபுர சம்ஹாரா, திரிபுர சம்ஹார மூர்த்தி, ஆல் த த்ரீ சிட்டிஸ். ஸோ தட் இஸ் தி தி லார்ட். ஸோ புராணி ஸ்தூல சூக்ம காரணா காரணாக்கியானி ஷரீராணி தானி ஜெயதி. ஸோ தி லார்ட் ஹூ ஹஸ் எய்தர் தி மீனிங் வி கேன் டேக் இட் அஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ ஒன் ஓவர் ஆல் தி த்ரீ ஷரீராஸ், ஸ்தூல சூக்ம காரண ஷரீராஸ் ஒன் த்ரீ. ஸோ ஸோ இத்யாபிர்பவதி இது புரஜித் தஸ்மைஹி. ஸோ டு தட் லார்ட் அதுவா இஃப் தி பிரசித்தானி த்ரீணி புராணி தி திரிபுர திரிபுர சம்ஸ்கார தேஷாம் அசுராணாம் இத்தியர்த்தம். ஸோ ஸோ அத்தியவாத அத்தியவாதம் இட் இஸ் ஸோ அத்தியவா அத்தியவாத சித்தானி தானி ஜெயதி. ஸோ இத்யபி இத்தியபிர்பவதி இது புரஜித் தஸ்மை. ஸோ டு தட் லார்ட் is how Acharya writes the commentary. So either it can be taken as the Thula Sushma Karana Shariram, the one who won over all of them, or the one who destroyed all the three cities that we have already seen in the previously, in the early, previous shlokas. So because this Tripura Samhara was described in shloka number 3, so we have already seen that. Katyayani Shreyase, who is the Shreyas? Katyayani is tapas. Actually, this also we have seen in the first shloka itself. Nijatapa palabhyam. Nijatapaha palabhyam. So, Katyayani is tapas. He is supposed to be the one, because of her tapas, she could get him, to get this Lord. And Satyaya, who is the personification of truth, Satyam. He is the only Satyavastu. Adi Kutumbine, to whom he is the first one to have a family. Lord Shiva is the first one to have a family. So, Prathamika Samsarine. And they normally Acharyas interpret this as Bhaktanugrahaya Kutumba Veshadharine. So he assumed the Vesham of guise of a Kutumbi, a Samsari, for the sake of the Bhaktas. So Lord Parameshiva is considered to be Sannyasa Samsari. They call him Sannyasa Samsari. So such a Lord. And Muni Manaha Pratyaksha Chinmurtaye, who appears before the mind of all the sages as the Jnana Swarupi, Chinmurti. Jnana Swarupi. And this Chinmudra, you know Chinmudra, is the where the thumb and the forefinger, they are united. And the other three fingers, the middle finger and the ring finger and the small finger, they say stand separately. They denote the three bodies. And this Jivatma, when it unites with the Paramatma and separating the idea of the body notion, that is denoted by this Chinmudra. So that is what is signified here. And so it's the Jnana Swarupi. Maya Srishta Jagat Trayaya, who created the three worlds by Maya, Maya Srishta. Through Maya, he said, generate all of them. Sakala Amnayanta Sancharine. The Amnaya means Vedas, who is at the end of all Vedas. That's why Dakshinamnaya. So the Peetam also, various Sankaracharya Peetam, each Peetam had a particular Veda as a precedent. For Dakshinamnaya Peetam is Yajurveda. So for each one there is so Amnaya refers to Veda also. So who is at the end of all Vedas? Vedanta, the ultimate truth. Sayam Tandava Sambramaya, the one who enjoys dancing in the evening, to that Lord. And Jatine, who wears the mat at Lord Jata. Shambhave, who is Lord Shambhum, Sa Iyam Natihi. My namaskarams to that Lord, who is described in the way which was said in this shloka as such. Shloka 57. I am just only giving the just a literal meaning, and because there is nothing to discuss as Vedanta here. The result of Purva Punya is thought about here in this shloka. Nityam sodara poshanaya sakalan uddishya vittashayam vyartam paryatanam karomi bhavata sevam na jane vibhom majjanmantara punya paka palataham tvam sarva sarvantaraham tishtasyeva hitena va pashupate te rakshaniyo ismeham. So nityam swa udara poshanaya, always, all the time, for filling my stomach. Udara poshanaya. Udara means stomach. For taking care of, filling my stomach. Vittashaya, and desirous of becoming rich. Vittam refers to richness, all the riches, wealth. Sakalan uddisya, I have, thinking of all that, I have contacted lot of people. Vyartam prayatanam karomi. So I am doing all these things. Pariyatanam karomi, all of them. I am just traveling here and there. I am trying all these things in vain. I am doing all this, contacting this people and that people to gain wealth and also to fill my stomach. I am doing all that. Bhavataha sevam na jane. I am doing all that, but serving you, I don't know at all. Your service. Bhavataha sevam na jane. Actually, there is a beautiful shloka called Shiva Parada Kshamapana Kshotra. So, very beautiful stotra. Acharya has written 15 shlokas are there. Snatva Pratyusha Kale Snapana Vidhi Vidhaum Nakritam Gangatoyam Pujartam Vakadachitim Bahutara Gahanem Akanda Bilvidalam Vam Nanita Padmamala Sarasi Vikasitam Ganda Pushpaitvadartam Kshantavyome Paradaha Shiva 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 Bohom Shri Mahadeva Shambhom. To that Lord, here I don't know any of these things, all this service, worship and all that. So he is seeking for Shama there. Viboho, O all pervading, O Lord. Again, Pashupate, the Lord of all beings, and Sharvaha. Sharvaha means the one who wipes away all sins. The moment one goes to the Lord, all sins are just wiped off. ಮತ್ ಜನ್ಮಾಂದರ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಕ ಬಲತಃ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಗುಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸುಕೃತಂ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಗುಡ್ ಡೀಡ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಕ ಪಾಕ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕುಕ್ಡ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಡೀಡ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ತ್ವಂ ಸರ್ವಾಂತರ ತಿಷ್ಟಸಿ ಏವಹಿ ಐ ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ನೋ ದಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗೇನ್ಡ್ and so here the within all the beings acharya writes a commentary as annamayadibhyah koshebhyah antarah so sukshmatvena antaryamitya tishtasi so the lord in all the koshas annamaya kosha pranamaya kosha manomaya kosha vijnanamaya kosha anandamaya kosha in all these koshas in the sukshmatvena in the subtle form the lord is there so the lord who is there in all of them so I know you are as antaryami in all beings I know tenava because of that aham rakshaniyaha asmi very beautifully said I become fit to be saved by you rakshaniyaha asmi to be protected by you I have become fit to do that so that is because I have understood that you are in and through everything in creation at least that much I have understood so because of that you have to that means I know you are the protector of everyone also so I have become worthy of protection shloka 58 koti surya prakashah of the lord
eko varija bandavah kritina bhom vyaptam tamo mandalam pitva alochana gocharapi bhavati tvam koti surya pramaha prabaha vedya kimna bhavasyaho ghanataram ಕೀತ್ರಿಂ ಭವೇನ್ಮತ್ತಮಃ ತತ್ಸರ್ವಂ ವ್ಯಪನೀಯ ಮೇ ಪಶುಪತೆ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನೋ ಭವ
ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ಮೈ ಇಂಪ್ಯೂರಿಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಗಾನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಿವಭಕ್ತಿ ಸೊ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಶಿವಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗಾನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಎನಿ ಮೋರ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಲೈನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಗಾಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಲೈನ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ in this samsara in this great world protected by the lion like lord and that lord is also occupying my heart now the devotee he enters now into vedanta to remove the ignorance up to that sheer bhakti was portrayed now the devotee enters into vedanta to remove the ignorance he also for that also he needs the grace of the lord so we talked about the values and the cleansing of the mind That means what? Our effort was towards gaining the sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Viveka, vairagya, samadhi shakti sampatti, all that. Now the aim is what? To remove ignorance. And when the student thinks of ignorance, again, what happens? He gets diffident. Because ignorance, that is the nature of ignorance, to make everybody feel diffident. Will I be able to remove the self-ignorance or not? Because it appears to be very solid. And therefore, Shankaracharya, he describes the thick ignorance that every seeker has. He says, it is not an ordinary ignorance at all. It is very thick. It is very dense. Because it is not just only acquired in this Janma. Over several Janmas, it is acquired. For that, a description is given here. Again, it's very poetically presented. So there is teaching, there is poetry, there is creativity. All those things are all there. Acharya excels in all of them. He says, during the night time, there is a thick darkness pervading the whole earth and I find that even this powerful dense darkness is removed by the sun the moment he arises but in my case what happens I find that the situation is very different in my case but you people say you are as what koti surya prakashaha endowed with the brilliance of 1 crore suns when one sun itself is able to remove all the darkness of earth koti surya must be able to remove even the biggest darkness one can think of but what is my experience my internal darkness still survives in spite of you being koti surya prakasha so from that what do I infer The thickness and intensity of my internal tamas, it must be so big that without your grace, I will not be able to get rid of it at all. So that is the portrayal of the devotee. So he says, if you look at the sloka now, Ekaha Varija Bandavaha. There is only one sun in the sky, Ekaha Varija Bandavaha. Varija Bandavaha refers to sun. Who is called by this name? Why he is called like that? Varijam means lotus flower, and Bandavaha means the friend. So he is the friend of lotus. Why he is called friend of lotus? That we know, because the lotus is able to bloom only on the rise of the sun. And what does it do? Tamo mandalam bitva. That one sun is capable of destroying the entire range of darkness. Tamo mandalam. The entire darkness is gone. Bitva means destroy, penetrate, to keep off. And what type of darkness it is? Kriti nabho vyaptam. The darkness that pervades the sky and the earth. Kriti means the earth and sky. Namaha. Such a vast and dense tamaha. Tamaha refers to this darkness, ignorance. One sun is able to destroy. Not only that, Lochana gocharaha api bhavati. It gives also darshanam to me. In the morning the sun rises, I am able to see it so pretty clear. But what is your condition now? Tvam koti surya prabaha. You are described as koti surya prakasha, having the brilliance of 1 crore suns. In spite of that, my intellectual darkness is not yet removed. How can we prove that? I have not got the darshanam or jnanam of yours. From that it is clear that the darkness is not destroyed at all. It's not gone. So he says, mat tamaha kidrik, kidrik ghanantaram bhavet. How dense must be my ignorance? It should be very dense. Otherwise, vedyaha kimna. You are not recognized. You are not known by me yet. Actually, I am seeing the regular physical sun every morning. But here I don't see you. You are not recognized by me. The very fact that you are not known to me indicates the thickness of my darkness of ignorance very much, so much. Therefore, removal of ignorance also, I cannot do it by myself. Actually, what did we say earlier? Sadhana chaturtriya sampatti, I cannot do gain myself, so your grace is required. That was what was prayed earlier. And purification of mind, I cannot do myself, so I need your help. That also we said earlier. Now, removal of ignorance also, I don't think I can accomplish. That also you have to do only. It is your job. So he says, Tat sarvam yapaniya. O Lord, may you remove all those darkness. Having removed, what should you do again? Sakshat prasannaha bhava. May you be pleased with me and appear before me. Prasannaha bhava sakshat. May you, means what? May you be recognized by me. O Pashupate, the Lord of all beings, you have to only rescue me. Again, very poetic and a demanding thing. This is another popular shloka. Shloka 59. Here, mind is compared to a chataka bird. There is a bird called chataka bird.
Hamsa padmavanam samichati yatha neelambudam chatakaha koka kokanada priyam pratidinam chandram chakorastatha cheto vanchati mamakam pashupate chinmargam rigyam vibhom gauri nata bhavat padabjayugalam kaivalya saukhya pradham.
O Pashupate, addressing the Lord, O Lord of all beings, and Gauri Natha, consort of goddess Gauri, Gauri Pate, Viboho, the all-pervading Lord, omnipresent Lord, Yatha, just like, he is going to now describe so many things, just like what?
Khamsaha Padmavanam Samichati,
a swan desires the lotus garden, Padmavanam, as the snow, just like a swan liking the lotus garden,
Yatha Neelambudam Chatakaha.
Yeah, chataka bird longs for a dark blue cloud, Neelambudam. It always likes such a rain-bearing cloud.
Kokaha, kokanada priyam.
There is another bird called Chakravaka bird. There's another bird. I don't know what these birds are in English words. Chakravaka bird. It longs for the sun. The sun is the Lord of Lotus. So the it looks for the sun, such a bird it is. And Chakoraha Chandram Yatha, the Chakora bird, another bird, it longs for the moon. It wants to see the moon, gets happier. Tatha, in the same way, Mamakam Chetaha, my mind also, what it wants, Pratidinam Vanchati, it desires every day, what? Bhavat Padambuja Yugalam, your pair of lotus feet, it looks for it every day. Chinmargam Mrigyam, which can be searched only by the Jnana Marga, path of knowledge alone it can be seen. Kaivalya Saukya Pradham, which bestows, which gives the bliss of Kaivalyam, that is, you know, moksha. So that is capable of giving that moksha, that can be only gained through Jnana. And your pair of lotus feet has the ability to bless me with that jnana. So that is the prayer here. And now if you see from bhakti part, jnana marga part slowly comes now. Jnanam has not come yet. Jnana marga is now emphasized. Shloka 60. Surrender unto your feet. Rodastoya hrita shramena patika chayam chayam taror vrishtitaha pita swasta griham grihastam atitir dina prabham dharmikam Deepam santamasakulascha shikinam shita virvrtastam vrtastvam tataham chetas sarvabhayapaham rajasukham shambho padamborukham yata toyahrita rodaha. Like, for example, a person dragged by flood, what he would long for? He is dragged, he always wants to go to the shore. So he longs to go to the shore, to the bank. And patikaha shramena taroho chayam. A traveler who is very tired, that person, he looks for a shade, a tree shade. So tree shade he is looking for, taro chayam. And bitaha swastagraham, a person who is afraid, who is overcome with fear. And that person, he longs for a pleasant home, nice home, comfort of a home. Atitihi grahastam, a person who travels to so many places, and he looks for a good-natured grahastha, a hospitable grahastha, so that he will take care of his food and shelter. Dinaha dharmikam prabhum. Dinaha, a poor person. That person longs for a charitable rich man. There may be a lot of people who may be dharmic, but they may not have money. So this person wants a prabhu. He wants a rich person who is also dharmic, so that he can help him. Santamasa akula deepam. The one, a person who is terrified, who is afraid of darkness, he longs for a light. And sitavrataha shikinancha, a person who is suffering from cold, all the cold season, biting cold, he longs for an open fire so that he can have a fireplace, so that his cold will be driven away. Tatha, in the same way, chetaha, O my mind, tvam, you yourself, Shamboho padamborukham braja. You should long for what? The lotus feet of Shambhu. Lord Shambhu, you should long for that thing. Sarva bayapaham sukham. It is capable of giving what? All the fears it will remove, and it will give also sukham. Such as lotus feet of the Lord, that's what you should seek. He is now suggesting to his mind. Shloka 61. Bhakti Lakshanam is talked about here. It's another important shloka. Ankolam nija bija santatihim ayas kanto palam suchikaham sadvinaija vibhum latakshitiruham sindhusarit pallabham prapnotiha yatatata pashupatehem padaravindadvayam cheto vritti rupetya tittati sadham. Sabhakti Rityuchyate, a popular shloka in Sivananda Lahari, often quoted shloka also, because Shankaracharya gives the definition of bhakti in this shloka. Actually, if you take the fourth line, Sa Bhaktihi Iti Uchyate. In the 12th verse, he gave the definition of yoga. So he says, Guhayam Geheva Bahirapi Vaneva Adrishikare. In that shloka, he defined yoga. Here he defines bhakti. both are almost nearly same only, but it is explicitly mentioned here, and so it has become popular. What is bhakti if people want? That's what is explicitly said here. Sa bhakti hi iti uchyate. Bhakti is defined as that in which a devotee's mind is spontaneously fixed or naturally fixed upon the Lord. It is spontaneous. That is important word there. Pashupatehe padaravindadvayam prapnoti. Pashupatehe, O Lord, the Lord of all beings. The mind naturally gravitates towards that Lord. Previously, it was deliberately practiced. In the yoga, it was practiced. And later it becomes spontaneous. It becomes natural. So it is no more a sadhana. It is already, sadhya is already reached. And there also, as we saw in the introduction, if you remember the introduction lecture, initially the devotion to the Lord is seeing the Lord as a means to fulfill all my worldly desires, worldly ends. And then on, as one becomes more mature, the Lord is no more seen as a means for the worldly benefits, but the world is seen as the means for the end, the Lord, wherein the mind becomes more focused because mind thinks the end more than the means. Love for the end is more than for the love for the means. Thereafter, when the Lord is discovered as myself, the absolute I, we can call it absolute I, which is behind all transactions, then love for the Lord will become equal to what? Love for myself. And the greatest love for everyone is what? Self-love. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. We went through this discussion from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And therefore, the love of the Lord becomes the highest. This spontaneous love towards the Lord, that is the gravitation towards the Lord, that is called the bhakti. And Krishna mentioned in the 7th chapter, Artha Bhakta, Arthaarthi Bhakta, Jignyasu Bhakta, and Jnani Bhakta. So, there is Udaraha Sarva Evaite. All the devotees are indeed great, the Lord says. All these devotees, Artha Bhakta, Arthaarthi Bhakta, Jignyasu Bhakta, Jnani Bhakta, all of them are great only. But Jnani Tu Atmaiva Me Matam. The wise man, the Jnani, he doesn't love me as an object. I am him. And to convey this spontaneous gravitation of the thoughts towards the Lord, Shankaracharya gives a few known examples from our day-to-day life in this shloka. He says, Ankolam. Ankolam is a unique tree. Ankola Vriksha. And the uniqueness of the tree is what? When the seeds fall from the tree, somehow the seeds travel towards the tree itself. They don't fall and lie down in some place. They all travel towards the tree, move towards the tree. Similarly, there is the tree is the source from which the seed came. Similarly, we all have come from the Lord. Lord is the source. And if our mind naturally goes towards the source, namely the Lord, then it is called spontaneous bhakti. Like the seeds of the Angola tree goes to directly to the tree. Therefore, nija bijaha, its own seed, santatihi. Santatihi means multitude of seeds. And that is, so they all go towards the tree. That is one example. And the second example is suchika ayaskanta upalam. A piece of magnet. Upalam means piece of magnet. Ayaskanta means magnet. All iron materials, they naturally rush towards the magnet. Suchika. Suchika means a needle or any piece of iron. The magnet does not invite any of them. But it is spontaneous for all the iron filings to go towards the magnet. Similarly, sadvi naija vibhum. Another example is given here. Sadvi means a loving, a caring wife. Sadvi gravitates towards the thoughts of such a wife. They always will be centered towards whom? Naija vibhum, her husband. Her life is centered around the activities and welfare of her husband. At least it's very nice to think. Maybe vice versa. And Lata Kshitiruham. Just as a creeper, the Lata Kshitiruham means the creeper naturally goes towards the tree because the tree gives a firm support for the creeper and through that it can grow, it can grow big, all that. So it needs that support. It naturally goes towards that. అండ్ సింధు సరిద్వల్లభం. జస్ట్ ఆస్ ది రివర్స్ దే న్యాచురలీ మూవ్ టువర్డ్స్ ది ఓషన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది రివర్స్. సరిద్వల్లభ మీన్స్ సముద్ర, ద ఓషన్. ద రివర్స్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఓషన్ ఓన్లీ అండ్ దే సీమ్ టు నో దర్ ఒరిజినల్ హోమ్. యాక్చువల్లీ దర్ ఇమీడియట్ హోమ్ ఇస్ వాట్ ద మౌంటన్స్. ఫ్రమ్ ద మౌంటన్స్ ఓన్లీ రివర్స్ కమ్, బట్ స్టిల్ ద రివర్ నోస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వైజర్. మౌంటన్ ఇస్ నాట్ మై రియల్ హోమ్, మౌంటన్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ మై టెంపరీ హోమ్, వేర్ యాజ్ ద ఓషన్ ఇస్ ద రియల్ హోమ్ అండ్ రషెస్ టువర్డ్స్ ఇట్. సిమిలర్లీ అవర్ లోకల్ హోమ్ ఆర్ అవర్ లోకల్ పేరెంట్స్ ఆర్ అవర్ ఇమీడియట్ సోర్స్ ఆర్ కారణం, బట్ అవర్ అల్టిమేట్ హోమ్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ ద లార్డ్, లార్డ్స్ ఫీట్ ఓన్లీ. దర్ ఫోర్ సరిత్ వల్లభం ప్రాప్నోతి తథా. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్స్ మైండ్ ఈస్ నెవర్ టేకన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫండమెంటల్ గోల్, దర్ ఇస్ ద లార్డ్ ఫండమెంటల్ గోల్ ఆర్ సోర్స్ ఆర్ రిలేషన్షిప్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్, నాట్ బికాస్ హీ ఆర్ షీ విత్డ్రాస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వర్ల్డ్లీ యాక్టివిటీ బట్ ఇన్ అండ్ త్రూ ఆల్ ది యాక్టివిటీ. చేతో వృత్తి ఉపేత్య తిష్టతి పశుపతేహే పాదార విందద్వయం. చేతో వృత్తి త్రూ ది థాట్స్ ఆఫ్ అ డివోటీ, ఆల్ ద థాట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీ వాట్ ఎవర్ హీస్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్, వెన్ ద థాట్స్ ఆర్ దే వెన్ దే ఆల్వేస్ రెస్ట్ అట్ ద ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ జస్ట్ యాస్ ఆల్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ గివెన్ ఎర్లియర్. సదా, సదా మీన్స్ ఆల్వేస్, ఇన్ అండ్ త్రూ ఆల్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇస్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్. హియర్ ఆల్సో యూ నో వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ ది స్టేజెస్ ఆల్ ది స్టేజ్ వీ సెట్. ఇనీషియలీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏకరూప ఈశ్వర అండ్ లేటర్ అనేక రూప ఈశ్వర అండ్ దెన్ అరూప ఈశ్వర. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ప్రోగ్రెసివ్ థింగ్స్ దట్ వీ డిస్కస్ దే ఆల్ షుడ్ బి రిమెంబర్డ్ వెన్ వీ లుక్ అట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. వెన్ దిస్ హ్యాపన్స్ సా భక్తి ఇది ఉచ్యతే, దాట్ అలోన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ డివోషన్ ఆర్ లవ్. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఆచార్య సేస్. విత్ దిస్ వీ విల్ కంప్లీట్ కన్క్లూడ్ టుడేస్ వెబినార్ అండ్ టేక్అప్ ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక నెక్స్ట్ వీక్. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతి లీనస్య యః పరస్సమహేశ్వరః. శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.